The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome. For those of you that are tuned in tonight, you are in for quite a program. Later in the broadcast, we're going to cover some issues in the news and of the world. But for the first 30 minutes of the broadcast, I've invited a dear friend, actually a hero of mine. Now, a couple of ways that we're going to set this up before we bring Ken on. If you have listened to my radio career, you know I'm back on the air here at KABC, in part because of two sponsors, Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers, and the man I have on the hotline. His name is Ken Starr. He is the owner and CEO of Home Comfort USA. He's also chairman and CEO of Heal Our Land. Ken, welcome to the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank. So good to be here.
So good to hear your voice. You're in the Pacific Northwest. We're actually getting a little rain in Southern California. It's like we have the elements or something happening. It's kind of cool.
I totally heard about it. You know, Frank, down there, we totally gave up on trying to predict the weather. I heard it's raining. It sounds like more like Florida down there right
yep,
now.
Yep, for sure. Well, weather aside, I want to spend a moment or two and let our audience know a little bit about you. And we're going to talk about Home Comfort USA. And then I want to get into kind of transitions or when you're called into different directions in your life. Now, let me set it up this way. For those listening, Ken is a friend of mine. I said he's a hero because a year ago, we kind of began to develop a friendship again. And him and I both have a love for the Lord and the realities of the challenges of being sons of our Father. And so maybe we'll get into a little bit of that later on. But I want you to talk a little bit, first of all, about Home Comfort USA and how you began this endeavor in the first place.
Yeah, Frank, it really goes back to my father and my grandfather. So as boys, my brother and I, my cousin, we grew up in the trade. It's really all we've known is heating and air conditioning. Really started from my grandfather, passed down to my dad and also my uncle. And then us boys grew up into that trade. And then I broke off from the family business from commercial HVAC. And I really loved residential, where you had face-to-face interaction with people, where you go in their homes, you know, provide solutions, fix their problems. I love that instant gratification. So after a while of that, I've worked for some of the biggest companies in the nation and really got, you know, be able to see behind the scenes of some of the largest organizations. And about 11 years ago, my wife Tina and I, we really feel like it was more of a calling, Frank, to step out and build something that we really hadn't seen up until that point. And that was to build a business that would honor God, it would honor our clients out there in society, and also honor the employees. And working for a lot of those big companies, there were some things they did right, but there are a whole lot of things they did wrong. And this calling, this commissioning, gave us a chance to do something that we really felt like never was done before. And so we partnered with him. We partnered with our father, and we stepped out in faith, and we started Home Comfort USA. And it's been 11 years. It's been an amazing journey. You know, like anything in life, there's challenges and you have to overcome. And but it's been such a blessing. And we just love it, Frank. We love to make a difference in people's homes, make a difference in people's lives.
Now, for those that don't know you, don't know of Home Comfort USA, and I want to absolutely pray against anybody having the perception this is a commercial or an infomercial. It couldn't be further from the truth. This is a calling that Ken and Tina started 11 years ago. So when I ask you this question, I would love to hear how you would dug in early on. So when you sensed to branch out and start this, was it an easy endeavor? Did you have some business model where this is just going to be all about businesses? Was there something much greater involved?
there's definitely something much greater involved. And, you know, before we stepped out, I look back and I see that God had really positioned us. We had gotten out of debt and we had saved a little bit of money. And when we felt like it was time to partner with him and step out, you know, he was right in the middle of it, Frank. And it's a supernatural story. At that time, Tina was pregnant with our son, Josiah. And I took some money out of the bank and I gave her, actually it was $10,000 we pulled out, Frank. And I said, honey, here's $5,000 for the baby. We're taking this $5,000 and we're starting this business.
Wow.
And it's a supernatural story. God turned $5,000 11 years ago to $25 million a year now we do in gross revenue. And, you know, the money, that's not why we do this. We do it to give back. We do it to fund the nonprofit, which we'll talk about later if we get a chance. But, Frank, there's so many different stories over the last 11 years. One pops in mind. Where was a client in the Inland Empire? And I'll never forget, my technician was out there. He called me and he said, you know, Ken, we have to do something for this client. And he was really shaken up. And this was a pretty tough guy. And I could hear that he was, you know, to tears. And he said, she has two special needs kids. It's almost 100 degrees in the house. We tried to finance an HVAC system for her and she couldn't get financing. And when she had to quit her job to take care of one of her severely special needs children, her husband left.
Oh my goodness.
Total worst conditions, you know, on your own. I said, listen, just ask her. Well, let me ask you, how much is for the two systems? And I believe it was somewhere around at that time years ago, about $20,000. And I said, just let her know we're going to put in two systems for free. And there are so many of those stories over the years, Frank. It is so, you know, rewarding to be able to change people's lives and to make a difference. And that's what we get excited about. Mm. And there's so many of those over the years.
Ken Starr is my guest. He is owner and CEO of Home Comfort USA. Now, he's allowed me, in a sense, to be back on the radio. He's co-sponsored me with Phil Liberatore. So I want to be clear with that. And my hope also is people listening that they'll reach out to homecomfortusa.com or call the number I give out and investigate. You've got a great offer right now. You've got overstock with Lennox Systems, $2,000 cash back, no payments for a year, all that stuff. And we're not here to necessarily push air conditioners, but what is different about Home Comfort USA than so many of the other businesses out there? Like if somebody's listening and they go, you know, I hear it, but what's different about them? Because I come to your office once a week in Orange County. It's definitely different in such a powerful way.
Yeah, for the homeowner, this is probably the biggest way we're different. Our service technicians or installers or whoever they meet inside their home, we are trained to bring an actual life-changing experience inside the home. And that's not just bringing comfort, Frank. That is, we train our people to be encouragers, to be go into people's homes and build them up. Go in there and serve, humbly serve. Our guys will go in there and say, look, I'm here for a couple hours tuning up your air conditioner. But while I'm here, if you have heavy boxes you need out of the attic, if there's heavy trash cans you need moved, light bulbs that are high up that you need changed, look, I'm here for a couple hours. I'm here to serve. I'm here to bring a life-changing experience to your home, actually to your life. So it's not just business, especially right now with how heavy life is.
Yeah.
You know, after pandemic, everybody's carrying some weight. Everybody's carrying some uncertainty, some burden. So we've really honed in and we've really focused on training employees to go into people's home and bring this life-changing experience.
You know, for those of us that may have a few years on the younger listeners, and I don't want to minimize this, but there is something about back in the day, kind of a family-owned business, a personal touch, where you're just not a number. You're just not somebody that you're being shuffled in and out and, you know, you've got an exchange of bill of goods and sales and you have like a new air conditioner. This is about a personal touch. This is about life-changing stuff.
Yes. Yes, it is, Frank. Absolutely. And one of the the things that I've really passionate about is we've expanded out to focus on indoor air quality. And people could go to our website, they could go to testimonials, video testimonials, where people now post-pandemic are really focused on clean air.
Yep.
You know, we used to have to try to convince people of this years ago that there was these different pollutants and things. But as we focus on that indoor air quality, you know, checking people's ductwork, their air filtration, the quality of the air they're breathing, we find that there's so many great solutions we're able to provide for people. And some of the outcome, Frank, is unbelievable, like getting off allergy medication, no more allergy shots, being able to sleep through the night. I'm talking huge life-changing experiences people are having, especially in that area of indoor air quality. And that applies from young to old. So that's a whole nother thing. We're not just talking about air conditioning. We're not just talking about heating or comfort. We're also talking about health and health for the family.
Mm. Ken Starr is my guest. He is owner and CEO of Home Comfort USA. HomeComfortUSA.com, obviously, is the website. For those of you listening to this program, we have a special number, 888-862-1929. They have an offer with the Lennox system I made mention of, $2,000 cash back, no payments for a year, 888-862-1929. We're going to break, and when we come back, Ken, I want to get into Heal Our Land. You're chairman and CEO of that nonprofit. And just impress upon the listeners, this is much greater than just a business by which you move air conditioning units or heating units or air quality. This is about life-changing experiences. And I'm blessed to have my good friend, Ken Starr, owner and CEO of Home Comfort USA. And we will continue with more. This is the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm blessed to say my guest is my dear friend Ken Starr, who's the owner and CEO of Home Comfort USA. He is also chairman of Heal Our Land. And in this segment, Ken, I want to talk about faith, spirituality, life, and your nonprofit Heal Our Land, which is a 501c3. Talk about the vision of Heal Our Land and what it is.
Yeah, so Heal Our Land, that 501c3 nonprofit, we're very passionate about. And Home Comfort USA every month makes donations into the nonprofit. And that nonprofit works with different ministries. And one that is probably the closest to my heart is in the area of anti-human trafficking, anti-sex trafficking. So we've partnered with different organizations from Tulsa, Oklahoma, to Reno, Mississippi, Alabama, Hawaii, Colorado Springs, and beyond, where we give resources, finance, but not only that, our time, especially in the area of restoration. And that's a piece in the anti-sex trafficking that I feel like hasn't for years have enough emphasis. You know, victims were being rescued. We like to call them survivors. But we see so many of them that were going back. They were going back in to be exploited. And we started working with different organizations to figure out why. You know, it's a little complex, but basically it's because of something called a trauma bond. You know, a lot of these survivors were away from their parents when they're young, and they actually bond to the person who's exploiting them. It's very wicked. It's very evil. And it's very passionate. One of my passions in that area of restoration, being able to not only set them free, but set them emotionally free.
Yes.
Set them free so they could have a quality life, so they can really step into what God has originally designed them to be. So that is, you know, a major focus of Heal Our Land is that area. Another one, Frank, real quick. And Frank, we love you too. You keep plugging me as your friend. We think you're amazing, Frank. And we just love you, and thank you for having me on. Another area with Heal Our Land is in the area of building these kingdom academies for young kids.
Yes.
They're public school alternatives.
Yes.
And we looked at it, and we go, okay, at public school every year is just getting – it's unrecognizable now. You know, I have a lot of family that used to be public school teachers, including my mom was a special ed teacher. But the public school nowadays doesn't look like it was 5 years or 10 years ago. And so we took resources. We bought a campus, one up here in the Pacific Northwest. We just purchased the second one, but we've just now on September 6th opened up school for from pre-K to third grade, a safe place for learning, building the identity in the child that they're beloved son and daughter of our Father, and social emotional learning, entrepreneurial leadership, all the things that I didn't get when I was a kid that we're putting into these Kingdom Academies. It's called Abba's Kids, the Father's Kids. So that's something that's legacy. It's going to go on and on. And we're going to keep building those, Frank, in all different areas. You know, we see so many parents reaching out and saying, help, I don't want public school, but I need a different option. So Heal Our Land is meeting that need. So we're super excited about that. We're passionate about that too, Frank.
Ken Starr is my guest. Home Comfort USA, and also Heal Our Land is their nonprofit. Now, Ken, you shared that Home Comfort USA has done very well. It's a multi-million-dollar annual business. And I want to ask this question. It may sound simple to a lot of listeners, but there is enormous depth to it. You're a successful businessman. You've done well. You could just kind of sit back and enjoy life, as it were, and yet you're compelled to help get involved in the healing process. You talk about Abba's Kids. Why do what you do? Why do all of that, Ken?
Yeah, Frank, it's going to go back to in the beginning I talked about when Tina, my wife, and I stepped out. It was a commissioning. It was a call. So when you're commissioned or you're called to do something, it's actually not about you. It's not about what we want. It's about what He wants. When we're partnering with our Father, we're now I look at it like I'm now stewarding my dad's business, my Heavenly Father's business. Well, with that comes a great responsibility. And so with that, you're not going to just live for yourself. You're not going to retire because you're doing kingdom work. You don't retire. It's not actually something we do. It's who we are. And it's very rewarding. And with that, you're doing it in a place of connection with Him. So we don't burn out. We don't get ahead of Him. We try to stay with His pace and do what He wants. And that gets where we have to spend time with Him. You know, we have to get that connection with our Father. And so we don't do something that He doesn't want us to do. We don't want to misappropriate the money through Heal Our Land for something that we want. We want it to be specifically His heart. And so in that, it's very rewarding. And we just love it, Frank, and we're excited to continue on. I think we're just, my birthday's actually tomorrow, 47 years old, and we're just getting going. We're super excited. We have so many different initiatives and things. We're working with other organizations and other ministries. We have houses of prayer that we're excited about, Frank. In our buildings, we carve out part of those buildings for a actual space for different people in the community. We have down in Southern California, we have a couples counseling, 3-day boot camp workshops in this space. We have a church that uses it. We have a prayer meetings in that room. So we love to give back to the local community.
I'm on your website, healourland.org, and I did not know this. One of the ministries you help partner with is my dear friend Gregory Boyle and Homeboy Industries.
Yeah, so that's one as well. We've done tours through there. We've connected with them. We love their model.
Yep.
And especially in the area of restoration, yep, you know, and rebuilding, getting those men back into the family. We've taken some of those pieces. And we have employees that work for us. They're been rehabilitated. They're loyal. They're beautiful people. And they're doing a great job for us. But that piece of our model really came from Homeboy Industries.
Ken Starr is my guest. HomeComfortUSA.com is the website. Ken, I don't mean to bring this up, but we have an annual monthly staff meeting. We had one a couple of weeks ago. You weren't there. You just lost your dad and your dad's brother. And so you were not at the meeting. It was the first one that I've been to. And what I was struck by, I mean, it really rocked my world. When I looked around and I saw 30 or 40 texts with other people. I saw these young men and I thought, my goodness, this is not just, you know, Home Comfort USA. We want people to, you know, get air conditionings and heating units and all that stuff. This is a ministry by which you are helping young men step exactly. up and sustain as young men. It was mind-blowing to me. I didn't put that together until I saw it for myself.
You know, Frank, and most of those young men really, they never had a father.
Yep. Yep.
I can't tell you over the years, 11 years, we've helped, I would say, hundreds of young men that came in and needed a chance. They needed to be trained technically, but they really needed to be fathered. They really needed to be loved. And now we have, we have four full-time coaches, life coaches for our employees, because we don't think of them really as employees, Frank. We think of them as beloved sons and daughters. So that's where this commission and call started with, you know, building a business that would bring honor to the employees and develop them. And it's like, as the years go on, that need is even more and more. These young people that are coming in really need to be loved. They need to be fathered. And they need to know that they are important, that they're significant, that they have a future and a destiny. They come in very beat up from the world. And we just love to be a haven to rehabilitate, to train them, and then being able to create a path for them to advance in their career.
Mm-hmm. Ken Starr is my guest. Let me ask this. There are thousands of people listening right now in Southern California, some on the web, maybe even across the country. And I just imagine people driving on like the 405 freeway, tuning into my program, listening to you. And you struck on something a few moments ago. There are a lot of people right now coming out of this quote unquote pandemic that are lost, that are struggling, that are alone, that are unsure, that are depressed. And in a sense, you've got their ear right now. Because you strike me as a man who loves the Lord. You strike me as a man who really encourages people. And you strike me as a man that really knows who our Father is. I've watched you preach. You've helped me in a tough time in my life. So for the listeners right now, in a sense, you've got their ears. What would you like to convey to them? Anything in particular? We've got a couple of minutes, and then we'll end kind of with a mention of Home Comfort again.
Yeah, you know, Frank, 4 years I was raised in the church, and I received Jesus as my Savior early on. But it wasn't until about 10 years ago when I really found the Father. And that was life-changing for me. If we have anxiety, we have depression, we have lack of direction, all of that comes as we are disconnected from the presence of our Father. So I love what Jesus did. I love the cross. But Jesus said it himself, nobody comes to the Father but through me. It's all about the Father. So, Frank, I've been there where anxiety starts to creep in or these different thoughts start to come. And that is my cue that I need to turn and go back and get in that place. If you don't have a prayer closet, if you don't have a prayer life, we need one right now more than ever. And that's been and I'm actually talking to you right now from my home office, my prayer closet, where I have prayers plastered all over the wall, where I get up every day at 3 to 4 a.m. and just spend time with him. I cannot function. I cannot go out there and do what I do without hearing from him, without feeling his presence, without feeling my Father's embrace. And so for those that are listening out there, you have a Father that loves you. He's always been there. There's a verse in Jeremiah that says that I have loved you with an everlasting love. And he is waiting. He's always there. He's waiting for us to turn to him and cultivate that relationship, that connection, that intimacy, that oneness with him. You know, in John 17, Jesus prayed. And I look at that scripture there, that chapter. Jesus could have prayed. He prayed for us. He could have prayed for anything, but he prayed that we would know the same intimacy that he has with his Father, because he knew, Frank, in that place, that if we had that same intimacy that he did, everything was going to be okay. And that's what we need right now. And that's what we welcome you, is to find that place, find that connection with our Father, your Father.
Amen. Ken Starr is owner and CEO of Home Comfort USA. He's also the CEO and chairman of Heal Our Land, a couple of very resourceful websites, healourland.org and also homecomfortusa.com. Ken, it was way too quick.
Yes.
I pray that sometime in the not-too-distant future, both you and Tina can come in studio.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And we can lean into it.
We would love that.
And just share about how great God is. And the listeners right now, God is waiting to bless you, and he wants you to know that he loves you. And my gosh, maybe it's just reach out and investigate it by getting an air conditioner. You'll have an experience of your life. You'll be changed forever. And Ken, I can't thank you enough. I love you. Happy early birthday.
I love you too.
And
thank you, Frank. We love you. And we take you up on that. Tina, I got to get my angel in the studio. She is amazing. She's my rock.
Yeah. Amen.
And we will definitely take you up on that.
All right, brother. Have a blessed night. Good to hear from
you. Bless you. Thanks, Frank. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Ken Starr, my dear friend from homecomfortusa.com. This program would not be on the air without him. And also my dear friend Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers. More of the Frank Sontag Show as we continue next. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS Problem Solver Phil Liberatore.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We're going to jump right in. We have a full show tonight. Later in the broadcast, we're going to talk about Mar-a-Lago. We have to. Some studies in the news about brain function and enhancing your age and a whole lot of things. But we're going to begin with a guest who in our community does incredible work. And this is for everybody listening. Dr. John Shea is the founder of Rejuva-U. And I'm going to bring him right on. John, how are you this evening?
Hi, doing great. Thank you.
So I want to just, time is of the essence. I want to bring you right on and have you just jump in and talk about Rejuva-U. I know you've been in existence for a couple of decades, but I want you to share the difference between med spas and what you do in the area of regenerative medicine. There's a huge difference, and I want to give you the opportunity right from the get-go.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so sometimes people ask, what's the difference here? Isn't this just is this a med spa? And in the beginning, maybe we didn't know what to call ourselves, but right now I definitely see the difference. And in the typical idea of a med spa, you go in there, and they're just not really doing anything that's significant medically for you. It's just a spa type treatment. It's maybe a freshen your face a little bit. And typically though, it's in the form of something to paralyze your muscles called Botox. And the other thing is to just plump up and fatten certain areas with what they call fillers. And, you know, sometimes people plump up their lips and then they look like silly ducks or fish. And that is a look that is just ridiculous. And we just completely move away from. And then sometimes they overfill their cheeks because they're trying to inflate it to lift up their jowls, you know, the lower part of the corners of their mouth, and you end up over fattening the face. And then again, these are unnatural. And I think that's what people are usually scared of when you think of going to one of these places. And what we look at it, and we're called Rejuva-U because, you know, it's about rejuvenating the person. I'm not trying to do something that's artificially faking something. We're not called fake you. It's we want to actually rejuvenate. What we want to do is actually change things so that you become healthier, so that your skin becomes a better version of itself, back to when you were at a younger state, when it was healthier. So the types of things that we do is we want to make it better, and yes, as a result, you look better. So I guess we're trying to get a similar goal, except we're trying to do it naturally and real, where your skin actually improves, becomes younger, becomes healthier. If we need to use a little bit of Botox or fillers, yes, we have that available, but that is not the focus of the treatment. So a med spa, typically you see a lot of fillers and Botox, and that's what they typically do, and very little actual restoration
right
of the skin and body.
So when I first met you, there was an education process that I had to go through because, again, I was honed in the area of aesthetics and so much of what we're bombarded with commercials, et cetera. And you sat me down and you talked about actual restoration and regeneration. This is about the healing properties that the body already has.
Yeah, exactly. So the result that you get is not because I put something into your body or injected it in there, like Botox and fillers. The result that you get of the healing, the new collagen in your skin, or if it's maybe it's new cartilage in your knee joint, it's because your body made it. You know, I helped it along by using certain growth factors, whether it's from your own blood, your PR platelet-rich plasma, which has a lot of growth factors, or there are these new advanced things with stem cells and exosomes. And, you know, those are a whole different level of regeneration. But that is the idea, is regenerative medicine is to try to regenerate what you've lost. Or sometimes we like to say it's what you've lost or what has been stolen from you from aging or injury. You know, you're going along just fine, and one day you look in the mirror and think, oh, my gosh, how did I age overnight? Or the past month I aged. You know, actually, it's going over time, but we just there's a certain point that you suddenly realize it, you know. And so so we feel like it snuck up and stole it from you, but we're trying to help. We can help give that back. And sometimes it's an injury. You just stepped wrong and you twisted something and you tore a meniscus, or your cartilage and your joints are wearing down and you end up with arthritis. And arthritis only gets worse. It doesn't change and get better. But if you use some of the regenerative therapies like PRP, you can actually improve that cartilage again. And a year later, studies will show that you're better off and you still feel better than you did a year ago. And in arthritis, that doesn't normally happen. But with regenerative medicine, we can accomplish that.
Dr. John Shea is founder of RejuvaU. I want to give out the info a number of times. This is very important stuff. And again, I want to stress to our listeners, John is not the founder of a med spa per se. This is about regeneration, whether we're talking about skin, whether we're talking about joints and knees. And later in the broadcast, we're going to talk about some serious things like brain injury, some of the things that John has done. Information is as follows. RejuvaU.com is their website. R-E-J-U-V-A-U, RejuvaU.com. And the number to call is 626-551-4800. Make a call, make an appointment, get to know John and Floyd and the staff, and you'll be glad you did, no doubt about it. You mentioned kind of joints and injuries. I had a little bit of a torn rotator cuff and came in a few months ago, and you had me get a PRP injection, and I'm just being honest. In about 2 weeks, I noticed a difference, and now I'm playing basketball in the pool with my son when I couldn't even pick up my shoulder before.
Yeah, that's so good to hear. We love hearing that from our patients. That's what keeps us going. The you know, normally you tear a rotator cuff, and then maybe it gets worse because they don't know what else to tell you to do. Maybe they have you take ibuprofen, which is an anti-inflammatory drug, but what people don't realize is it actually impairs your ability to build collagen properly. And so when the body wants the repair, it can't even do it correctly because the doctors all tell you to take NSAIDs or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and ibuprofen or Advil, Motrin is the same thing. And it ends up making your body unable to make collagen correctly, so it won't repair it. So what happens is your rotator cuff just gets worse, and eventually you get to have surgery. And that's what the doctors who are surgeons need to do, is to do surgery. But there are things, again, we can do. We help the body along. Using PRP, that's what our body normally is trying to do. It sends its platelets there to stop the bleeding. If it is bleeding, the platelets form a clot. They get activated, and they open up, and they release all these growth factors. Platelets actually, they're not just little plugs to stop bleeding. They actually contain all these growth factors for whether it's for building cartilage or bone, if you have a bone injury or fracture, or collagen for your skin. So, and there's many types of growth factors, and they're also building blood vessels and nerves and all those things. So we actually harness that. We concentrate that. It's got to be concentrated to at least 5 times concentration. And this is important because if you don't have enough PRP, or somebody does a weak PRP, it's only 2 times concentration from normal, then it's not going to have the same benefit. So it's got to be the right concentration and the right amount. And then when you put that in the area of the injury, we're basically helping it. I don't know if people call it biohacking, possibly. We don't like to think of it necessarily as biohacking, but I guess it falls into that category. We are just using, we're just helping the body to accomplish more, and but in a natural way. It's the most natural way to approach it. It's not about drugs. It's about your body has this potential to heal and repair. And so in your case, the PRP repairs the torn ligaments or tendons, whatever is injured in the area. Also, any muscle injury that's in the area is being repaired by your own body.
John, so,
definitely.
We've got 2 minutes before we need to break. I want to emphasize what you just said and set it up very quickly. Many years ago, I heard Kobe Bryant was doing something called PRP on his knees, and I think he was flying to Europe to do it. This is, you know, at least a decade ago. We've made leaps and bounds and advances in medicine. Talk about the growth edge for you and all of the way in which you continue to challenge yourself to stay on top of the latest in terms of regenerative medicine.
Yeah, so he was going out there because people here didn't really know about it. And we still hear that these days. Some people are going to Panama to get stem cells, but there are places that do stem cells here as well. So stem cells is the next level up from donated umbilical cord stem cells. So things have evolved. There's a lot on the horizon. There's many studies showing the potential of this, using stem cells to heal brain injuries, whether it's cerebral palsy, children that were born with a brain injury, or children that were near drownings have been helped. Adults with Parkinson's disease, you know, are able to now walk. And actually, one guy even bought a car and started driving again. So there's been leaps and bounds in that. And, you know, it's a standard thing now. You know, the NBA, NFL, they'll just go straight to that. They don't always advertise all of that, but they'll go straight to that.
And in terms of this topic, you're not just talking anecdotally. You're talking about some things you've done, which I want to talk about in the next segment, as well as give out the information again to our listeners. Dr. John Shea is founder of RejuvaU. RejuvaU.com is the website. Whether you are interested in anti-aging, regenerative medicine, aesthetics, if you've got sore joints, whatever, call him. 626-551-4800 is the number to call. 626-551-4800. We're going to delve into an amazing area that John just made mention of, and we'll do that next. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. My guest is Dr. John Shea from RejuvaU in Pasadena. They do a number of procedures, and the emphasis is regenerative medicine, cutting-edge technologies, and they believe in healing, repairing, and restoring our bodies to a more natural and healthy state. John is a friend. I want to be very transparent about that. He and his wife are great friends, and they do amazing things at RejuvaU. So if you're listening and you think, oh, I just want to kind of get my face fixed up, you can do that there. If you've got achy joints or arthritis, they can probably take care of that. And the area I want to briefly talk about, and I don't know how in-depth you can go, but you just made mention of things like Alzheimer's or brain injuries, and you have done some things at RejuvaU with young children.
Yes. Yeah. So it's exciting stuff. Like I said, the range of regenerative medicine goes all the way from simple as PRP from your own body and all the way to umbilical cord stem cells. So healthy newborn babies with donated umbilical cords, they extract and they purify the stem cells from that. There's also exosomes that come in it, and those can be used for regenerative purposes. Now, right now, the FDA is not an FDA-approved thing because they look at anything that cures disease as a drug, and drugs have to go through a FDA approval process. So that's the touchy part about this, right? I can't be going on and making claims about it, but I can let you know that that is the range of it, whereas PRP can solve minor problems. The studies will show that these stem cells can restore a joint so that you don't have to have a knee replacement if that, and you know, somebody who's bone on bone, this can be used on somebody who, like I said, has Parkinson's disease, and the drugs aren't, I mean, the drugs were never going to cure it, but after the stem cell treatments, they regain a lot of function. We have, like I said, children that could not even crawl correctly at 4 or 5 years old, and then they start to walk and lead much improved lives. So there's a huge range of it. There is PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
It's not just a psychological problem. Some people think, oh, maybe they're just weak. It's not about that. It's because studies will show that people with PTSD, they actually have part of the brain that has been damaged. Their hippocampus, there are cells that die when they've been exposed to just visually experiencing or seeing something like that. Part of their brain can die. And like I said, the hippocampus, and that is part of why they have so many problems. It's not a weak mental state. But because of that, we've seen regenerative technologies, like I've mentioned, used, and we've used them on many veterans, some high-risk missionaries that we know of that have used it, and they've regained a lot of their function by using these regenerative therapies. So things that we've seen, like I said, children walking, again, children with genetic diseases that are completely fatal. One is called Batten's disease. All the children die from this because their brain degenerates and they all die at about 5 or 6 years old. But except when we see them, these kids end up improving and they're not declining. So we've seen people that bone on bone with knee joints that now don't need surgery. And it works, I want to say, basically all the time. So yes, there's a lot that we can do with it, from the neuroregeneration, all the way to, which is the brain, you know, fixing the, you know, repairing damaged areas of the brain as well as the joints. You know, the way it works, you know, people think, how these stem cells work. It's not that the stem cells go in and they attach and then they grow into a new brain. Then you have your brain and somebody else's brain.
Right.
What they actually do is the stem cells go in there and they come alongside the damaged cells. And when they come alongside the damaged cells, they communicate with the damaged cells and find out what's wrong. And then it sends over information on how it should fix itself. Not unlike the vaccine that was out for COVID when they were sending mRNA to help reprogram the cells. But in this case, what the stem cells do is it tells the damaged cells what to do to start functioning correctly and proliferate and grow more of the new cells and repair. So that's what's actually happening. It's not that you're growing a brain from somebody else's tissue,
right,
you know, or new liver or pancreas. You know, and I mentioned pancreas because the pancreas makes insulin. So that's where, in studies, people who have diabetes start to make insulin again on their own, and then their diabetes is improving. You know, so again, these are touchy areas because these are diseases that have a lot of drugs that are used to treat them. But, you know, we're talking about therapies that can actually restore function. And again, that's the regenerative medicine part of all this, is that we're able to now restore things.
Let me reintroduce you. Dr. John Shea is my guest from RejuVU. When you talk about such things, did you start out and pursue being a doctor thinking about this, or is this something that has evolved over time? Talk a little bit about your progression, if you will.
Yeah, so when I started out, I was doing all kinds of things, whether it was surgical things. I thought plastic surgery was fun and interesting, but still I just liked helping children and adults. And so I started out in basically like a family medicine setting, and that expanded into anti-aging medicine with the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And it was all older doctors. I was the youngest guy. All these older doctors, they're basically wanting to find a way to live longer. And so I joined this big organization, and it wasn't about more drugs. Everything was more about natural things: how to make your hormones normalize, how to replace hormones, how to eat healthier. And it was resulting in people getting stronger and healthier, where people in their 50s and 60s would respond that they feel better now and they have more energy than they did when they were in their 40s, and they were improving. And so you could actually, your best life is actually later on, that it was possible. and that was just fascinating for me. So I started doing a lot of anti-aging. It was natural things. I mean, who would think, you know, melatonin? It's not. It's just this basic, inexpensive supplement, and yet mammals are found to live 25% longer when you give that to them. So that's one thing. Really quick tonight, you guys can all get some melatonin. Yes, it helps you sleep better, but it'll extend your lifespan. And we also see that it has a lot of anti-cancer properties as well.
Right.
So a lot of things that were more natural, and diet and those things. And then that led to these lasers, because it wasn't plastic surgery that was some fakeness. These lasers and energy, radio frequency, electrical energy, these things were actually triggering the bodies and the skin to become healthier, to restore collagen. So it was a real change. It was you. It's renewing the real you. It's like our slogan, renew the real you. It was building those things back. And as it evolved, when PRP and stem cells came about, it was just a natural progression, because that's what we wanted to do, help you avoid surgery, because you don't always have to do that when you can catch these things early and repair. And so the technologies are there now, energies, your own growth factors, donated from a donor, stem cells, and so forth. So these are just huge things that can be done. I think it's everybody's different. It would warrant and be worth a free consultation. We can talk to people about it. There's stuff that we can't really talk about publicly about certain treatments. But, you know, if they're a patient, we can, you know, discuss with them personally about their specific condition and if there is a regenerative option for them.
Let me give the information out again, and not to interrupt you. Rejuvayou.com is their website, Rejuvayou, Rejuvayou.com, and a very easy number to call, 626-551-4800, 626-551-4800. John, we've got a few minutes. I just want to share this with the listeners. Now, this is the truth. I invited you on. This isn't an infomercial. Our agenda is getting the information out to people by which you can be healthier, you can be stronger, you can have more vitality. And this is something, because I know you personally, this is kind of, how shall I say this? You labor over this. And I guess what I want to give you an opportunity in the last 3 minutes we have is just share what's on your heart, because for so many things in life, we don't have to live the way we do. We have choices. I did a program last week on foods that you put in your body that can be detrimental or can be an attribute. But things like skin, health, joints, knees, brain function, all of these things, there's cutting edge technologies, and you're at the forefront of doing this. So talk more of your heart, share with the listeners, invite people, and then I'll give out the information again as we close.
Yeah, you got to look at this as, your skin or your joints. Typically, it's one of those things that it's kind of like a wear and tear item, like the bottom of your shoes. It just kind of wears out, except you can't really replace it. It just gets worse. And we've kind of come to accept that point. And then you do plastic surgery, you do a facelift, and you didn't improve the skin. All you did was just stretch it back. And, you know, that's kind of like if you had a heart, maybe you're kind of weak in your heart and your lungs, and instead of exercising, eating better, taking the supplements that you need to get healthier, all you did was take an energy drink or a Red Bull or something, and then one day you have a heart attack, and then you get open heart surgery. And what did they do? They didn't help your heart become younger. All they did was stop you from dying. And I think if you end up at that point, you've already, you missed this whole opportunity to get healthier for your heart. But we know we can do that these days. That's why people exercising, people are so fit. But can you do that to your skin? Is there fitness for your skin and your joints? And there is. I want people to know that we can still restore, we can make it healthier, and we can maintain that over time, where over, if I look back 10, 15 years, my mom who gets treatments, myself, we look better than our friends who are younger than us. Mm-hmm. And our older friends are same age as us. They look 10, 15 years older than us now. And so it's, you can maintain it. You can keep what you have and just be a good steward. A lot of it is about taking care of what you've been blessed with and then being a good steward of it. And so take care of your health, take care of your skin, your body.
Mm-hmm. Last question, and it may sound like an obvious question, but I want to ask it anyway. Do you love what you do?
You know, this is, my own personal beliefs, right? I'm a Christian, but it's just my own beliefs. you know, it's not about you think of it, you're here for a better purpose. And so people that have, I've been blessed with being able to gain this knowledge and experience. I think some of these ideas of how we use these regenerative therapies, including stem cells and PRP, I think those were put together. There was by God. And you got to think about when you're here on this earth, are we here to just fulfill our potential and get the most as you can, or are here to fulfill your purpose? And so to me, when people say, are you doing what you're put here for? And I'm thinking, yes, you should see the people we've changed the lives of and given life to people. And so I think that is what's on my heart. You know, it's fulfilling our purpose in life. Mm-hmm. And every time we see these kids, a mom just sent me a message today, says, look at my son. He can walk sideways now. And he could not walk before we saw him. He had a brain injury when he was younger, 4 or 5 years now, could not walk. And after we started treating him, she just sent me a video. He's standing, he's walking, and he's making sideways steps. And I was like, wow, that is amazing.
Well,
and it's just miraculous.
And what you do, I mean, it is amazing and miraculous. Let me give the number out again, 626-551-4800. Rejuvu.com is their website. Dr. John Shea has been my guest. John, it's always a blessing to hear from you. Thank you for being on the program tonight.
Thank you, Frank.
You're so welcome. Yeah, absolutely. We will continue with more. This is the Frank Sontag Show.